Darren, end of FP2. It's getting warmer here at Snetterton, not just air temperature, but track temperature. How was that session for you?
It was good. It was a step in the right direction. Like, FP1 wasn't great. We had a few little niggling issues, and then we picked up a misfire. But to be fair, they worked hard, got it all sorted. I probably didn't drive 100%, if you ask me, in that one. I made a few little mistakes on when it should have been a good time, so it's probably cost us a chunk. But I think we're in... I'd like to think we have a chance at a top 10 shootout, so we'll see where we get to. It's, going in the right direction.
We've got a real mixed bag this weekend with the track temperature, the shootout, and, of course, the option tyre, which creates a lot of chat with the team and the engineers and a lot of planning for this weekend, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Like, there's an awful lot more that goes on behind the scenes when conditions are like this, and then when you have those option of the tyres. Where at a straightforward weekend, where you just have a medium tire the whole weekend, you don't really have to worry about it. So it's just trying to making sure that we kind of get the most out of it at all times, if that makes sense. So, no, I think we've a good read. As I said, FP2 is a big step forward in terms of performance, so we shall see.
And the cars seem to be bedding in well to the championship as well.
Yeah, they're getting there now. It's starting to go in the right direction for sure. It's just about, like, you know, it's the first race weekend at Snetterton for this Cupra, and it will just be learning each and every time to make it better. But nah, they're doing a superb old job, to be fair.
You're pleased to be back, aren't you?
Yeah, love it. Absolutely love it. Won't be going anywhere anytime soon.
Have a great weekend.
Cool. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Aaron.